Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a force, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yo. Got them exclusive, yo. All I know is support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless. Artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, ain't no much time it.
Shout out to the king of supporters. Salute. When it comes to the trade of Christian music, KS is a big exporter.
Oh, yeah.
And he knocking down Satan tariffs. Negotiate with tariffs. All in your county or parish. KS the Christian music sheriff. Exclusive. Name a song, guaranteed he played it.
Yep.
Trimster. Nobody say lituation till KS said it.
Big facts.
God covers us well, so it ain't hard to tell who we reppin'. And KS the radio show, hosted by KS,
who?
The legend. Let's go.
To the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
I shall proceed and continue to live for Christ.
You need somebody you can lean on. God said you can lean.
I
can't make it to my prime. Yeah, we gotta have patience. And stay calm. Really don't wanna argue with my mom. They was like you a teenager, a girlfriend. That's why I gotta get some new friends. No compromise. We Christian, came from the hood like a piston. Wanna be somebody husband. You know the Bible. Just basic instructions. Just wanna build. We under construction. I know that she pretty, but can't be corrupted. God made you so attractive, but we don't gotta act up. When God feels generous, giving out blessed. Don't wanna get blessed up. But when you popular in the newspaper, you always go have a new hater. Just getting started like a ninth grader. Don't like the bet, that's Las Vegas. Just wanna smile when I get my grade. Why they be salty when I say I'm saved? Not making no beat. We all about A. I don't wanna be like the people my age.
You need somebody you can lean on. God says you can lean.
Continue to live for Christ.
Cause I gotta do the best that I can, I can. No matter what I do, I will stand.
People say I'ma go to church
when I get old.
All up in the club,
just wanna get chose.
With a father,
don't got a big bro.
Forget the body,
man, what about your soul?
Get a 5-year plan,
yeah, what about gold?
Keep it humble, forget about the gold.
God write my check,
won't ever go broke.
About to go on a date,
better take it real slow.
Wanna look older,
don't gotta show what you got.
When they say you pretty,
don't ever be shocked.
Don't need a filter,
believe it or not. Satan be working,
yeah, he got a plot.
Not a boxer,
looking for a knockout.
Your homework,
ain't gotta be a dropout.
When he come back,
don't wanna get locked out.
About to go to heaven.
Do you mind if I lift them up?
This the stuff
that'll make you put them up.
When it's rough,
hate when they mean more.
Think they tough,
yeah, that's that Mountain Dew
in my cup.
Not gonna give it up,
we about to live it up.
Not gonna lay down,
man, why ain't you sitting up?
Let's be a light,
who wanna shine?
Don't stay on my side,
not crossing the line.
I just need somebody I can lean on.
Yeah.
Depression got me feeling like I'm all alone.
I'm all alone.
Jesus is the one who I can call on.
Call on.
Late at the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. Favor over my life,
life's
working out for
my good.
Double cup of that faith got me leaning off of that blood.
Cause I gotta do the best that I can. No matter what I do, I will
KS Radio Show family, man. I'm hoping that y'all enjoyed that Big Steve track called Somebody featuring Scott Sims and Message Music, because tonight is only one way that we could go, and that's up from here, because my special guest tonight is none other than the homie BCOG, and he's going to tell us what it stands for, and also he's going to share his testimony with us. I met the brother through a Facebook Live revival show. Shout out to the homie Quintus. Does it every night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, holding it down there in Florida. They has a big event coming up in August. But I met this brother, my guest tonight, through that live video. He sent in some music, and that's how I heard about his music. So without any further ado, let's introduce my guest. The homie BCOG is on the line. KS Radio Show, you guys, let's give him a warm welcome. Are you there, bro?
Blessings, my brother. Yes, sir.
I know that you called in a little early, so hopefully you enjoyed the pre-show mix with all the music that I played. But how are you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I got some food here and, you know, had a little bit of water before the show started, and I got all this music. Man, I'm ready to have a good time tonight. Are you ready to praise the Lord tonight, bro?
You already know.
Amen. Well, did you have a good Friday?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely, man.
Amen. Well, before we get into the testimony part, is this your first interview of 2022?
Yes, sir. This is the very first one of 2022.
Amen. And you sent over this track called Church Boys, and it's featuring, I believe his name is King Dane. Did I say that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. Is this a new track? Is this an old track? What's the story?
This is actually off of the first EP released of this year. I started music back in 2008, but God didn't release me until actually 2021 to go forward and start releasing music. So this is actually off of the first project that I've ever released.
Amen. And BCOG, can you tell us what the initials stand for in your name?
BCOG stands for Blessed Child of God.
Amen. And you are blessed. I'm blessed. And I am really honored to have you on the show tonight. We all are blessed children of God. We are on the winning team. But for those who don't know Jesus, hopefully they will hear about him tonight and, you know, confess their sins and, you know, have a heart, have a change of heart tonight because of your testimony and so forth. So can you tell us, blessed child of God, can you tell us, you know, just a snapshot or give us just, you know, a quick summary of your testimony, where were you born and raised? And, you know, how did you, you know, how did you, you know, meet Jesus? Like, how did you get to know Jesus in your own way, and how did you know that he was real?
Yes, sir. Well, blessed child of God, I was born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, an only child. Didn't grow up in the church. Actually, to be totally honest with you, through childhood, I never really knew anything about the church other than what I would hear my friends talk about when they went to church. But as far as my family, you know, they weren't big on church, so we didn't go to church. That actually wasn't until I was in my mid-20s and I had met my fiance, who is my wife now, and she took me to church for the first time. And, you know, from there, you know, I was curious. I would often hear her say things, and it didn't register to me at that time. But as time went by, I started repeating some of the things that I would hear her say. For example, she would say, "Speak those things that be not as though they were." Well, when I first heard that, you know, I really didn't think much of it. But as time went on and I started repeating these things, I started getting even more curious about it. And I says, okay, you know what? Let me find out what this is all about. So I started going to church more. My curiosity grew even more. Couple of years passed by, and I got to a point where I just threw my hands up and said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm just going to give my life to Christ. I got saved. From there, I got into ministry. I started learning about what ministry was. I started learning more about God, what his purpose for my life was. That was actually the best decision that I had made, considering how my life was going up until that point. So I'm just like a lot of people. I made the wrong choices. I went down the wrong roads. But there's a God that gives us a second chance. Only if we open ourselves up to give him the opportunity to come into our lives. That's the only reason why I'm here with you today, because I stopped and I gave him a chance.
Amen, bro. You know, as long as I've been doing this radio show, the testimonies are always, you know, different, because we all are on a different path. We all have had, you know, different experiences. There are different scenarios when, you know, when we were younger, and, you know, us as, you know, mature adults now, men and women, we all see Jesus, you know, differently because of, you know, those experiences. But I've never dated anybody, you know, who didn't believe in Jesus. So, like,
right.
were those any, like, complications, you know, like, early in the relationship before you guys got married or anything? Like, was she going to Bible study and you was, like, staying at the house or she wasn't texting you back?
Right.
Like, what's the story with that?
Right. Now, here's the thing. Now, she was already into the church when we met. So,
mm-hmm.
me, I was from the streets. So, yeah, she was going to church. She would go to Bible study. I would stay home because I didn't know anything about that stuff. And she wasn't going to force me to go. So, it wasn't until actually I picked up a journal and I started reading the journal. And in the journal, I was reading prayers that she was praying to God about me. And when I read those prayers, it did something to me. So that pushed me even more to want to get into the church to find out who is this God that she's praying to about me.
Prayers are powerful, even if we don't even understand them. And you,
yes,
as an unbeliever, that made you, you know, that made the light bulb go off in your brain. Just to see her,
exactly.
How much, you know, how much love she had for you to write a prayer for you, or, you know, at least mention you in her prayers, which was in her journal. That's powerful, bro. That's powerful. I want to say this is maybe the first or the second time I've heard of, you know, such an occasion as this, far as like a testimony. I am really encouraged by this, and it's just more proof for us that are believers, for us that are, you know, disciples, and us that are Christians, that we have to let our light shine, and we have to continue to pray for those who believe and for those who don't believe, whether they like us, don't like us, hate us, love us, whether we know them personally or not. The proof is in the pudding, and the homie BCOG is my guest tonight, who is the living of someone else's prayers, even through a journal. Man, God is good, bro.
Yes, he is.
So, I got a few more questions, but we are approaching the 8:30 mark, so we're going to get into some music right now. Did you get a chance to look at the playlist at all today or, you know, through the week or whatever?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. So I got something brand new from the homie Edified. I think this is his newest track. It's called The Show, and it's featuring none other than the homie Q, Q-E-W. I have no idea where Q is from, but I've heard his music before. But Edified is the homie. He sent over this track. I've been playing it, you know, since the beginning of the month. And we're going to keep the show rolling, man. Y'all, man, stay tapped in and stay strapped in with the homie KS and the homie BCOG. We got his track coming up next. So you guys, right now we're going to go ahead and get to this Edify The Show track featuring none other than Q right here on the KS radio show. Keep it locked.
Yeah. Edify. Courage, even when they're fearing me, in the spotlight once he's dearing me. I got a fan base that been cheering me and a whole lot more when hearing me. Know my government like they OB, try to force my hand, no Kenobi. You a lone star, better show me. But then they back away real slowly. What a great commission and competition in the same position you steady missing. Cause if I win, then we all win in every industry, cause it's kingdom business. But they have to listen, still got ambition. No, the mission never changed up. When the engine need attention, no, they still won't get a change up. I ain't talking pitching, time to make decisions. If you know my story, I came out the trenches, never for division. Come together like collision, know that he watching supervision. So I copy everything the word says, like plagiarism, yeah. Show me up, I ain't talking Pixar. Light show like I'm playing pinball. Smoking mirrors like they puffing Indo. So I save the game like I play Nintendo. Influential, that's presidential. Better check credentials, I'm in the mentions. I know that this my purpose, cause it wasn't accidental, nah.
Feel that I'm breaking away.
They wanna get on the way.
They wanna get on the way.
Welcome to the show.
They say welcome to the show.
You can make it anywhere that you decide to go.
Yeah.
And don't you know that you're made for greatness?
They say
welcome to the show.
Yes. queen of blessing, goody two shoes. You been coming with the wrong style. How you looking down at his job? Brother to brother, you walk out. Better turn around and call out.
Couldn't call, we've been waiting for a minute. Welcome more, no more parties, no more skipping. From you, from you.
I'm breaking away. They wanna get on the waves. They wanna get on the waves. Welcome to the show. They say welcome to the show. You can make it anywhere that you decide to go. Yeah. So don't you know that you were made for greatness? They say, they say. Welcome, welcome to the show.
All right, y'all, man, we got time for one more song. That was the homie, you know, Edify in the building, man, with the homie Q with the track titled The Show, man. If y'all feeling that track, y'all can find that track everywhere on digital platforms right now. And I got something brand new from the homie, you know, BRM is in the building as well. He released a project today because he literally just turned 40, you know, a couple of days ago. So we're going to go ahead and get into his track called Check Your Why, and it's featured none other than TC the Collector. You guys, this is a one of one. This is my first time ever playing this, so hopefully KS Nation, you guys will enjoy this track. BRM, take it away.
Let me paint you a picture, we bout to dig deep. How they digging with the shovel while we finding? True motive, are you locked up in the moment? Distracted by the commotion, are you drowning in the ocean? Taken by the waves? Nah, I'm following his ways. Had to do some surgery inside of me that lasted days. It was Grey's Anatomy, was thinking he was mad at me. But he was glad to see that I was getting to the source battery. Yeah, you need a choice. Yeah, check your why, take a look beside ya. Yeah. Take the plank up out your eye, let me talk to ya. Check your why, see what you gon' find out. Ain't no reason to go hide, he gon' walk with ya. Gun, check your why, take a look inside, yeah. Take the flick up out your eye, let me talk to ya. Gun, check your why, see what you gon' find out. Ain't no reason to go hide, he gon' walk with ya. Gun, check your pointer, finger pointed to yourself. Why you doing this? Hit us with the Chantel. What you find, dog? Why you out of spit and did it? Writing up again and then I focused on the win. It wasn't right. I did trying to feed my man pride. Was on a landslide. You just could not see it like a dead light. God came in to show me things. Took my heart and made a change. Called on him, he heard me ring. Devil tried to laugh. God came. Gun, check your why. Take a look inside ya. Take the plank up out your eye. Let me talk to ya. Gun, check your why. See what you gon' find out. Ain't no reason to go hide, he gon' walk with ya. Gun, check your why, take a look inside, yeah. Take the flick up out your eye, let me talk to ya. Gun, check your why, see what you gon' find out. Ain't no reason to go hide, he gon' walk with ya.
Brian had me stupid, I was feeling myself.
Help me, Lord.
Judgmental spirit, I was killing myself.
Didn't even know
passing out on family wasn't really myself.
Nope.
Forgot about my plank, wasn't grilling myself.
Come on, man.
All my weaknesses are bursting through the seams now. Matthew 7:5, I see it in my dreams now.
Okay.
I was a cyber Christian, thank God that I see now.
Yo.
I swear to counting IG is Elohim's now. Ophthalmologist, something in my eye, dog. Finding fault in everybody, but why, dog? They don't love them how I love them, was a lie, dog. Jesus said he knew me not, no surprise, dog. Mortician had to focus on them dead parts. Had to figure for that thing like I'm Bret Hart. Put it in submission through the scripture was a head start.
Yeah.
Self-examination for you tweet is how you play it smart.
Gun, check your why, take a look inside ya. Take the plank up out your eye, let me talk to ya. Gun, check your why, see what you gon' find out. Ain't no reason to go hide, he gon' walk with ya. Gun, check your why, take a look inside ya. Take the plank up out your eye, let me talk to ya. Gun, check your why, see what you gon' find out. Ain't no reason to go hide, he gon' walk with ya.
God for a purpose, it's supernatural.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there. Hey everyone, it's Faith Torres and you're listening to KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. So keep it locked.
All right, y'all, man, we are back. Hey man, shout out to the homie BRM for sending over that track, Check Your Wife, featuring TC the Collector. And a quick announcement by ShalomChic.com. If you guys are wondering how you can get, you know, in contact or, you know, visit the website or anything, just click the link to the website, which is in the description of this show. Shop today. Glory always has some kind of deals, fashion rule for the women that is in your life. So definitely support her as she supports me and the KS Radio Show. The homie BCOG is my guest tonight, which stands for Blessed Child of God. BCOG, bro, you sit there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Were you vibing out to those tracks? Keep it real.
Of course, man. Of course.
Hey, man. Well, I am definitely honored to have you here tonight again. Didn't grow up in the church. Met your girlfriend at the time who was into church, and you know, through her prayers and her journal, you got curious about Jesus, and from there your curiosity grew into, you know, you confessing your faith and your love for Him into the man that you are today. So, again,
yes, sir.
We have one song that we are going to play next. But before we get into your song and, you know, the background behind it, the story behind it, are there any shout-outs that you would like to give on tonight?
I would definitely like to shout out my producer, Drop Note, my engineer, West the Tech, and to my wife, Kizzy Jackson, and the entire Blessed Child of God family.
Amen. Well, I do got a couple, you know, shout outs because it is Friday and Facebook that gives us the notifications every day about whose birthday it is. So I'm going to go ahead and get these birthdays out the way. I want to give a birthday shout out to the homie Troy Cobras, Gabby, who turned 18 on today. She is a daughter of a coworker. So happy birthday, Gabby. Caprice Winston, the homie Von Peppers, his birthday was March 9th. Which was, I believe, 2 days ago. My niece turned 15 yesterday, so happy birthday, Lizzie. And the homie DJ NYK, his birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday to all of you. And again, if I didn't mention your name, happy birthday to you anyway. If you had a birthday last month or, you know, you got a birthday coming up or you had a birthday this week, happy birthday to all of you. And I just pray for God's blessings over you and his protection over you as well. And also shout out to my son, Tristan Torres, because he loves to give his shout-outs. And he always reminds me every day, Daddy, if you got a show, make sure you shout me out. So big ups to my man, Tristan Torres, who is my twin. If he was any older, we'll be identical twins. But I love that little boy, man. I love my son, man. And, you know, we got to keep the show rolling. So, BCOG, man, you enjoying yourself tonight?
Yes, sir, man. Most definitely, bro.
Amen. Now, BCOG stands for Blessed Child of God. Where did the name come from?
Well, back in 2002, I was actually signed with an independent label, and I was doing secular music. And God put a call on me, and he started calling me. And, you know, I basically said to him, well, listen, Lord, if you want me, then you got to show me some way that I can glorify you through what I do. So when he gave me a glimpse of what I could do, he gave me the name. Because in the secular world, my rap name was B-Child. So once he called me, he took that and he said, B-C-O-G. I'm like, what is that? He said, because you're a blessed child of God. And I ran with it.
You know, it's always encouraging to hear how an artist came up, you know, with their artist name or, like, with their stage name. And it's always from God. So I've been doing radio for, like, six
yes.
years. And either it's a nickname somebody came up with or it's something that God told them to do. And he gives them the stage name, and then he blesses the ministry and so forth. So God gave you BCOG, and here you are tonight with your music in cue, sharing your testimony, because the Bible tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So here you are tonight,
amen,
being bold and courageous and sharing your testimony. And hopefully, you know, through your testimony and through your music, somebody, you know, hears Jesus through the lyrics and will, you know, have a change of heart by the end of the show. So with your song called Church Boys, that's B-O-I, not B-O-Y, Church Boys, what was the inspiration behind it?
The inspiration behind Church Boys was basically me just trying to do something to show who I was once I got in touch and got in tune with God, and he transformed me into the person that I was at that time. So the song, he gave me the song Church Boys, and Church Boys was nothing more than just a cheerful, happy song just to express who I was at that time since I had found Christ.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into this track, and it's featuring none other than King Dame. And after this song, I asked you how you got connected with King Dame and so forth. But right now, we're going to go ahead and get to the homie, BCOG, Blessed Child of God's track called right here exclusively on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more with the homie BCOG coming up next.
BCOG, the name I live by. Blessed child of God, I praise him on high. So I can do all things through he who strengthens me. My strength is my joy, in his name I believe. Yes, I'm a Christian, I love this life. I've been through the fire and still I fight. Yeah, I worship when I ride, my hands I lift them high. My God is the truth and devil, you are a lie. Holy, 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 I sing praise to thee. I serve a true and living God, favors upon me. I faith walk it out every step of the way. Yes, I'm a changed man and I live to pray. Cause you gotta give glory and honor where it is due. No matter how, when, or what I'm going through, still praising his name. It's he who sees me through. Hear the passion in my voice, a rapper for Christ. No longer thug living, adopted a righteous life. I'm seeking the kingdom, not the fortune and fame. Everything I do and live is all in Jesus' name. No matter what they do, they can't hold me down. I'm free in the name of Christ, no longer bound. So I'ma praise God through it all. I'm standing in the spirit like I'm 10 feet tall. If God be for me, then how can I fall? I'ma praise God till he calls and spit his word out like the apostle Paul. And time is ticking like the clock on the wall. When praises go up, then the blessings will fall. Yeah, and I don't really know about you, but I'ma praise his name until the Lord I stay true. My hands lifted high, cause my strength is for joy. Now go and get your praise on if you a church boy.
Yeah. My God done went and put a pep on my step. So yes, I confess I got his praise on my breast. He gets all of me till my tank falls on E. I posture my heart, then I'm back on my feet. There was plenty times that I ran from the Lord. Now I gotta find space so I can dance for the Lord. Gotta dig in my body, lift my hands for the Lord. Love to study, trying to see who I am for the Lord. I embrace accountability, I know he delivered me. If it wasn't for his mercy, no, the devil would've ended me. Thought about suicide many, many times, way before the times that I ever had any rhymes. I bounce back for a living like I'm Derrick Rose. We church boys on the track, we the ones he chose. We living out loud and I think it really shows. Do it till it comes back and wish nobody really knows.
I'ma praise God till he comes and spit his word out like the Apostle Paul. And time is ticking like the clock on the wall. When praises go up, then the blessings will fall. Yeah, and I don't really know about you, but I'ma praise his name until the Lord I stay true. My hands lifted high, cause my strength is my joy. Now go on and get your praise on if you a church boy. Yeah, I'ma praise God till he comes and spit his word out like the Apostle Paul. And time is ticking like the clock on the wall. When praises go up, then the blessings will fall. Yeah, and I don't really know about you, but I'ma praise his name until the Lord I stay true. My hands lifted high, cause my strength is my joy. Now go on and get your praise on if you a church boy. Yeah.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, this is Summer Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the track by my guest tonight, Blessed Child of God, with Church Boys, B-O-I, apostrophe Z, featuring the homie King Dame. And you know, man, I'm feeling that track. I fell in love with it though, when you emailed it over, bro. But who is King Dame? Because he came in like a rocket, and he just couldn't stop. So who is King Dame, and how did you meet him?
Man, listen, King Dame, man, God led me to King Dame because I joined the Christian hip-hop group on Facebook, and King Dame was one of the first guys that I connected with, and, you know, I sent him a message. And I said, you know, hey, how would you like to feature on a track with me? And, you know, he said, sure. So, you know, I sent him the track as well as he had music out already. So, you know, I went and searched him, and I was, you know, looking at some of his videos, listening to some of his music. And I'm like, man, this dude really go hard for Jesus. And then he's a younger dude. So that really grabbed me because when I was growing up and I was his age, like I told you, I didn't come up in the church. So to see a guy at that age going hard for Jesus, it really did something to me. And I just felt like I had to get him on a track with me.
Wow. Well, I enjoyed it. I might have to play it again next week or maybe even for the rest of the month because it's one of my favorites right now. So thank you for sending it over.
Nah, man, I appreciate you, brother.
So did your producer, does he produce all of your music?
Yes, sir. He produces every last song that you heard on that EP.
And what's the name of the EP for those who might want to look it up?
It's titled Finish What You Started, BCOG. It's on all streaming platforms.
All right, Finish What You Started. Y'all heard it here first. Definitely check out the EP, download it, stream it, share it with somebody else, and hopefully that they can experience Jesus through Blessed Child of God's music. Amen. We heard this song. We heard the testimony. I think it's time for us to open up the phone lines now. So if anybody that's listening live now, if you want to chime in and, you know, interact with my guest tonight, BCOG, press the number one key, take your phone off mute. And for those who are listening online, if you want to dial in, the number is 914-205-5471. And you can also press the number one key when you dial in to interact and, you know, talk to or even ask a question with my guest tonight. If not, we are going to keep the show moving and rolling because I got that brand new D Black in queue called I Used To. And at one point in time, I used to not believe in Jesus, but now I do. At one point in one time, I used to speak those things as a child, but now that I'm older, I talk that grown man talk. So anyway, this is the brand new D Black. And hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Here is D Black with I Used To. Check it out.
Yeah. Let me talk to him for a minute. First the fat boys break up. Now every day I wake up. The cereal in a stereo. Pick my tape up. Blasting the rock. Kim. Rapping Big Daddy Kane. Years change. From Big and Puff to Jay and Dame. I wanted to see the fame. Wanted to see my name and life. What I write shouted out by all the kids who recite my every word like I did with Nas lyrics. Not realizing words I was speaking was all spirit. Y'all hear it. I remember Pop had me feeling violent. Anti-social. Big said move in silence. We stopped wearing jerseys. Jay told us to grow up. And first started smoking when Dre told us to roll up. Snoop told me Jim was the juice, what I should pull up. It's no bluff, I live when they spoke. Right or wrong, to them it was just a song. To me it was doing harm, it was what I was standing on until my innocence was gone, huh? I used to want a sign with the rock, until I got a sign from the rock and that stopped. I used to hustle hard for a meal, until I had to turn down a deal. Now that's real. I used to want the money and fame, until I found out it's a game and that changed. I used to. Thank God I don't do the things I used to. I ain't saying every choice that I made was cause of music. I'm just saying some decisions I made, it helped me choose it. Moving to every word, not dancing, but trying to live it. If you think you ain't influenced by music, then you don't get it. The alphabet, it was written with melody. Can't forget it. You thought that movie you watching acting moved you, it didn't. The soundtrack is what lifted your spirit to brought you down. Tears that you cried came from feeling created sound. Now, what do we do with this? How can the music lift instead of cause destruction? How can we use the gift that's God-given? All prisons filled with potential was simple. We gotta change the mental from parental to influential. Accountability at the root in every branch. Don't chop it down, but build a tree. Ability starts with a seed. Stability is what we need. Reality ain't what we see. This music leaving casualties. I set them free. I used to want a sign with the rock. Until I got a sign from the rock and that stopped. I used to hustle hard for a meal, until I had to turn down a deal. Now that's real. I used to want the money and fame, until I found out it's a game and that changed. I used to. Thank God I don't do the things I used to.
Hip hop has a negative, overwhelmingly negative impact on young people, especially young black people. young black males in particular. The reason that it has an especially negative impact on young black males is that these hip-hop artists are predominantly black. They're predominantly black males, and so these individuals, these young people, are most likely to personally identify with them. And so the fast life that these rappers talk about a lot of times becomes a fantasy for these youth people, for these young people. And then when it becomes a fantasy, it turns into a reality. And then the fast life in reality, when you really do live it, a lot of times often means a fast death.
All right, KS Radio Show family, that was the brand new D-Black card I used to. It came out about 2 weeks ago. Definitely check out the official lyric video on his YouTube channel, which I believe is D-Black Music. Definitely run it up and you know, go check out the video. But right now, man, we got something exclusive, and I know y'all ready for this one, because who doesn't enjoy exclusive music? This is the homie, Travis Wellborn, a.k.a. Godspeed, with his exclusive song called Prayers, right here on the KS Radio Show, man. I got a testimony from the homie Travis after this track, man. Enjoy this song exclusively on the KS Radio Show. Here is Godspeed with Prayers. Check it out.
In Ephesians 6:11-12, Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God so that we are able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Lord, I was wicked and so wretched, there's the truth, no way to stretch it. My flesh and my soul sealed in like it was living in a casket. They gon' say I can't be trusted, bring my past up just to back it. Then they'll try to pass the blood, but I keep both ends in my jacket.
Come on, Travis, take a puff, promises gon' calm your nerves. Cog ain't mad, every seed, it can't hurt, it's just a nerve.
Oh no, here we go, I done heard this all before. Last time I got high at school, so low, I was on the floor. And I ain't going back, I put that armor on, my feet up to my shoulder strap. And my helmet on, belt strap. Sword drawn, I'm not sleeping on no attack.
No, sir.
Just keep calling, that cash keep calling. Bottle keep calling, my past keep calling. The flesh keep calling, the spirit keep calling. God keep calling, but I just keep stalling.
I need prayer.
Just keep calling, that cash keep calling. Bottle keep calling, my past keep calling.
I need prayer.
Flesh keep calling, the spirit keep calling. Some understanding, but there's one thing that I know,
sure.
To follow the flesh is death, you take that road, you're on your own.
I'm OG, boy, that's me, from GA to Tennessee,
yes,
and the devil, he can't stand it, trying to knock me off my feet. When I resist it, make him flee, religion says I'm out my league. But the father says don't worry, it's okay cause you're with me.
And I'm at peace, believe me be, I walk in light, now what's believe. Like when they knew me, I deceived, now I got scripture up my sleeve. And it's no dream, I've been redeemed, that's why I scream Jesus is king. And since he pulled me out the dark and gave me light, I let it beam.
I ain't going back.
I put that armor on, my feet up to my shoulder strap.
Yeah.
And my helmet on, belt strap. Sword drawn, I'm not sleeping on no attack.
No, sir.
Just keep calling, that cash keep calling. Bottle keep calling, my past keep calling.
I need prayer.
Flesh keep calling, the spirit keep calling. God keep calling, but I just keep stalling.
I need prayer.
Just keep calling, that cash keep calling. Bottle keep calling.
Fall short of God's glory and slip into a dark state in our life, for none of us is perfect. So if you know someone who's going through it right now, I encourage you to pray for them, man, because we all need it, and that's real.
Yo, 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 this your man Herman Noble, rocking with KS Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
All right, y'all, man, that was from the homie Godspeed exclusively on the KS Radio Show, man. And the name of that track is titled Prayers. And for those who don't know Godspeed, his name is Travis. And currently he is in jail making music for Jesus. So he has had a whole 360 turnaround. And I'm glad that he reached out. I don't know how he found me, but I'm glad he reached out. And I'm glad I'm able to play his music on this platform to bless those who might be in that same situation, or, you know, who might be able to relate to his music, or for those who do prison ministry, they can, you know, they can use the song as they go into the, you know, the prisons and you know, the detention centers, to use that song as a instrument of hope, to let them know that even though you might be in here right now, you can still get to know Jesus while you're locked up. So shout out to the homie Godspeed for sending over that track exclusively. BCOG is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Blessed Child of God is here live and direct. Bro, did you enjoy that that D-Black and that Godspeed track?
Oh, man, you had me vibing for real over here, man.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, bro. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Of course, we are almost approaching the 9 o'clock hour because I got a new announcement that I want to play. But before we get to the 9 o'clock hour, with you being a man of God and an artist, can you give us your top three artists that you would like to collaborate with if money wasn't an option?
If money wasn't an option, the top three that I would want to collab with, I would have to say, number one being Brian T. Number two, Trip Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I would have to say KB.
Brian T, KB, and the homie Trip Lee. Wow, that's quite a list because they all got different, you know, they all have different ways that they flow. But they are all Christian rappers. Now, on a day-to-day basis, what are you currently listening to? Are you listening to, like, worship music sometime? Are you listening to Christian hip-hop? What are you listening to nowadays?
I listen to it all. To be honest with you, because when God called me, that's actually the first gospel album he led me to was Canton Jones, Kingdom Business.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that album, that was God's way of showing me what I could do to praise and worship him through the gift he gave me. So that album alone pushed me out there, started me to making steps towards making music. Now, once I got into the ministry, that's when I started listening to praise and worship music and realizing that it all goes hand in hand because it all glorifies God.
Absolutely. Now I got a question that I have never asked anybody else. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
So with you being a Christian hip-hop fan, supporter, for those who discredit Christian hip-hop or who don't believe that it carries the same message, what's your advice and encouragement to them?
Well, let me say this to you. When God first revealed the gift that he gave me, the first thing I did was I took it to my pastor. And I said to my pastor, I said, Pastor, I believe God gifted me to be able to do gospel rap. So Pastor said, well, you know, a lot of the old churches say that gospel rap is taboo. I says, but I know that God gives me these songs because I couldn't write this stuff. It's the Holy Ghost that gives this to me. So Pastor said, well, let me hear something. I opened my mouth, and ever since that day, I've had the approval of the entire church. So what am I saying? If that's your gift and God gave you that gift, render it to God. God will make a way for those who don't accept to accept. But you've got to understand something. This is the gospel. Not everybody's going to be accepting of the gospel. So what do? You function off of who accepts it, and you keep pushing through God to do what he's commissioned you to do and it'll all work itself out.
Amen, bro. The same power that is in Amazing Grace is the same power that is in Let It Rain. And those are two different genres with the same message about Jesus. And ultimately,
exactly,
that's what it's all about. As long as your music and your lifestyle matches up and glorifies God and preaches and teaches the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and forgiveness of sins and repentance, it belongs in the same box because it all glorifies God. So how can you box out one music genre if they both are carrying the message, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ? I have learned to not let those individuals who don't believe in Christian hip hop, I've learned to, not let that bother me, but, have a better way to educate them. Because even though people don't understand something, most people will belittle something that they don't understand. But I don't want to belittle you.
Correct.
I want to help educate you about the power that is in these lyrics that speaks to my heart, and hopefully you will get the same message once you sit down and listen to it with your heart, with your mind, and with some open eyes. Because there's power in Christian hip-hop, and I don't care what nobody else says. That's just me. It saved me, and it changed me. Now let's sit down and break bread. You feel me?
I agree with you 100%.
That's what I'm all about, bro. That's exactly what I'm all about. And it's funny that you mentioned KB being one of your top three artists that you would like to collab with, either you on his track or him on your track, because both of y'all are in Florida. I think KB is in Tampa, and I'm not sure how far away Tampa is from Fort Lauderdale. But hopefully, with the Unashamed tour and with different tours that come through the city, hopefully you can, rub elbows and bump shoulders with KB sooner or later. And you can tell him, like, hey, I would like to have you on the track, build a relationship with him, network, blah, blah, blah. Go from there. So it's funny that you mentioned that because I saw KB, but I didn't see him. But me and Tristan, we went to the Winter Jam tour on the 5th, which was last Saturday, and KB was here. And ever since Tristan saw KB live, he cannot stop singing this song. He skips over greeting me. Dad, can we go to the car so you can put on the KB song? And he dances, and he does the little, like when the beat drop, he does the little hammer thing that I do with my fist and everything. And so again, there is power in Christian hip hop. You just got to make sure that you're listening to the right artist so you can feel the same power. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into this KB track called Let It Rain, featuring the homie from God Over Money, the CEO himself, Bizzle, right here on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked. I got an announcement at 9 o'clock, man. KB, let's get it. Let's go.
need, that's what I propose, yeah. Homie, what your manners?
No cap.
Every nature's anthem, we'll have to kneel to Hosanna,
Lord now, been Lord then. Never waited for endorsement. Never cared about a Forbes list when you got God as your portion. Turn a cold heart into Mozart or the world stars to get world stars. Your boy watch like Ozark. Talking Jason Bateman. You wanna be like Jesus? Might have to flip some tables. Who is greater? I'll wait. You wanna make my day? I know Christ got cheese. Like he's doing valet. Who my God can't say? That's a finger roll lay.
Oh God.
No lie, no bow tie, faux mind, get the fucking like a faux pie. He the first and the last, knew the ending from the beginning of your time. He the light and the sun, when he comes sunlight, he get no shine. So high with a low bride, made low showing no pride. Took a late stroll on a low tide for the lame folk on a boat ride. Can't go that we won't die, gave hope to the same folk that were hating on him, he a dope guy. Most try but it don't fly, he the lamb and the goat, true and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it, point blank period, with a T on it.
Can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
You ready?
Hey, this is Isaac Whitaker of the Charging Station Radio and the Charging Station Network, and you are plugged in to Cincinnati's very own Alicio Torres right here on the KS Radio Show, bringing you the best in inspirational hip-hop music. It is the KS Literature Boy.
Hey, what's up, family? It's your boy, James L. Patterson, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This your boy, K-Drama, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Keep it locked.
All right, y'all, man, we are back. We are live and direct with the homie, Blessed Child of God. BCOG is in the building, and just like I promised, I have an announcement from one of my partners, Rosalind Smith counseling about her from forgiveness to healing. And this is definitely something that you guys want to check out. So definitely make sure your ears are turned on. Make sure that you are focused and hopefully have a pen and paper nearby for the information she's going to give you. Take it away.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Smith Sistrunk with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Yo, it's your favorite cousin, Dalo, a.k.a. Dalomonze, D-A-L-O-M-O-N-Z-E, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show with my boy KS the Legend. Man, show them how we spit the gospel.
Hey, what's up? This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
All right, y'all, man. We back. We are live and direct. Like I promised, I had an announcement, y'all. That was from Rosalind Smith Counseling. If you guys are interested in hearing more information or maybe even booking a session or whatever, you can contact her through rosalindsmithcounseling.com. The website, the link to her website is in the description of this show. So definitely click the link, book a session today. BCOG is my guest on tonight. He is a mighty man of God who shared his testimony a little earlier about how he was an unbeliever at first, and through his girlfriend's journal and her prayers for him, he has turned his life around after being curious about Jesus, and from there, curiosity grew into faith, and now faith and love walk hand in hand. So BCOG, man, you see that, bro?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, I know that this is, what can I say? This is an exclusive interview to doing more interviews because I know it's still the beginning of 2022, but are you open to doing more interviews?
Yes, I am. I'm open to do as many interviews as I possibly can, man, to share my testimony and to give God's word that he has put inside of me. And I mean, man, it's just unbelievable, man, the journey that has just started for me ever since I aligned myself properly with God.
I like how you did that. Not just aligned yourself, but aligned yourself properly. We have to be in the exact place where God wants us to be so we can hear from him. So, you know, every now and then we could, you know, possibly, you know, see how he's moving some things out the way, moving some things into play, and et cetera. So it's essential that we be in proper alignment with God and his plans for us and when and where to move. Now, you are open to doing more interviews, but how can people get a hold of you on social media to book you or to, you know, interact with you?
Well, they can contact me through Facebook, through Brian Jackson on Facebook, or on my Instagram, ChurchBoy1, the number one. Or they can send me an email through bcog3518@gmail.com.
Amen. Now, is that Church Boy with a Y or with an I?
With an I.
So Church Boy and then the number one after the I. All one word,
yes,
you
sir.
Guys. No spaces, no underscores,
nope.
None of that. So check
none
him out. Follow him on Instagram right now. None of that. You feel me? He has a song out called Church Boys featuring the homie King Game. You guys should definitely stream that. Download it and support him as well. And he also has an EP titled Finish What You Started. So if you're not busy tonight, you're going to be staying up late or what have you, or if you get up early in the morning tomorrow or listen to it on your way to church or whatever have you, definitely support him tonight. And actually, for those that are listening, if you guys go over to Instagram and follow him at ChurchBoy, ChurchBoy, number one. Follow him on Instagram right now, and you know I might have a little something in my pocket to give you if you follow the instructions. But you guys, this is the KS Radio Show, and it is the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. So we're gonna keep the show rolling. We're gonna keep the interview going. So what's my question? Oh, with you being in the body of Christ, what are some things that you see us as Christians doing that really irks your nerve? It really makes your skin crawl, and it really makes you say, that ain't Jesus. What are some things that you see the body of Christ doing that makes you say, that's not Christ?
Well, one thing that I really have taken a notice to, and it's been like this ever since I got myself in a position to where, you know, I started that walk. The main thing that really bothers me at times is the fact that we say we're born-again believers, we say we're Christians, but we haven't submitted our total selves to Christ. Because once you do that, I understand that, yeah, we're still in flesh and we're going to make mistakes. But once you fully submit it, the way that you treat people, there should be a difference. And that's one of the main areas that I see that, you know, we really need to do better. Because Christ led by love. But where is our love for our fellow brother and sister?
Mm-hmm. You're right about it, bro. You're right about it. And we see it, you know, all the time. People post, you know, biblical quotes and stuff, and then they cuss you out in the comment section. What? What?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all, man. We got to do better, man. We got to do better. We got to actually be the church and be the light of the world and be the salt of the earth. Be what God has called us and instructed us to be instead of just trying to fake it till we make it. We got to be real out here about kingdom business and about being that example for the world to see. So I definitely understand where you're coming from, my bro. Definitely understand it. Next question, what made you want to be a guest tonight on the KS Radio Show? Because, you know, you could have told me no, you could have said you was busy. But, you know, what made you want to be a guest? What made you tell me yes about being a guest?
Now, believe it or not, this is something that God has been preparing me for a long time. And I've actually had dreams about doing interviews and sharing my testimony. So when you asked me, I saw it as an opportunity coming from God to share my testimony and to help someone that may be listening to understand that, you know, hey, that may be something that you're going through, but guess what? If you give God a chance, he can turn it around for you.
Amen to that. Well, I'm glad God prepared you because, you know, you didn't have any questions for me. You just told me yes, and we went from there.
Yes, sir.
So I'm honored to have you on tonight as the guest in the month of March. Are you ready for some more exclusive music? Because I got two more songs from the exclusive playlist.
Let's get it.
All right. So this next song comes from, you know, California, the homie Million with his exclusive track titled Control Issues. It's something exclusive. It's rarely played on my show, and I'm the only one that has this song. So without any further ado, you know, KS, man, I got to dig in my exclusive bag. Here is Control Issues on the KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more with the homie Blessed Child of God coming up next. Check it out.
I'ma tell him what he did for me. Don't shed a tear, cause if I'm absent in the body, I'm right where I belong. They said, here come Millie with that same old, same old. I'm just trying to set him free, I'm the new Django. True that, who that? I'm new black, nine lives with an attitude. That's a rude cat. This one here ain't for you to floss to. I'm just here to show you what the frost do. See that book hit different when you need them. Religion had me in the chains, but he freed them. High tower, the right power, the light tower. Took a dip off in that water, that's a light shower. Came up new old me in the coffin. Yeah, I lost it all, I put it straight in the offering. Gave you my money, gave you my soul. Still I keep losing, feels like I'm losing. Losing control now. Losing control. Losing control.
me calm down. Look, I am here for the long round. Underestimated, something like a small cloud. But guaranteed, I'ma let it rain on them. Four quarters from a dollar bill, he put the change on them. I've been in the wind, I've been in the wind. Say, Millie, where you been? They say, where you been? Well, Bora Bora, Honolulu, Cancun. I'll fly the plane, ain't nothing he can't do. My seat good, better check that cadence. Level on a Millie, I think I'm his favorite. See, I know what it's like to be passed on. Now I'm the one the homies put they cash on. This ain't nothing new, what I do. Moving like the military, loving God, swagger too. Never went to seminary, life a little different since I left that altar. Had a Mari moment, now I know my father,
Gave you my money.
Yeah, yeah. Check the program.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Straight out of my bag of goodies, that was the exclusive track, The Homie Million, with Control Issues. And again, you can't find that nowhere but the KS Radio Show. I interviewed the homie back in 2020 during the pandemic, and his gift to me was three exclusive songs. Some of them was a rough draft, and he mentioned on the show that he doesn't know what direction he was going to go with them, but he hasn't released any music concerning those three tracks that he sent me. So again, they're truly exclusive. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know the homie Word Rat is all in my inbox telling me he enjoyed it. BCOG, bro, did you enjoy that Control Issues track?
Oh, man. Yes, I did. Unofficially, if you would have given me five choices, who I would work with instead of three, Bizzo and Million would have been on there.
I dig it. I love the response, bro. I'm glad you enjoyed the track. Are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Most definitely, man.
Amen. Now, your project, finish what you started. How many tracks is on that EP or that project?
There's seven tracks on that project, primarily because Finish What You Started was the project God had given me back in 2008. But he wouldn't allow me to record no more than three or four songs at that time just to show me what I had inside of me, and he wouldn't allow me to go further, like I said, until I properly aligned myself. So once, man, I properly aligned myself, that's what he gave me. Finish what you started.
Amen, bro. Well, again, man, I'm really honored and, you know, glad and humbled to share your testimony and your music with, you know, me and my audience, as well as my partnerships. It may not be a big deal to you, but it is definitely a big deal to me. And it is a blessing to have such a platform that God has entrusted you with, that gives glory back to him through the music, through the guests, the testimonies, and so forth. And I know, when people ask you, like, how long is your radio show, and you say 2 hours, I know the first thing they think, like, why is it 2 hours? And the reason why it's a two-hour show is because the KS Radio Show is not only the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music, but it's a platform that even the listeners could call in not only enjoy the music, but they can leave with a piece of the guest's heart. And that's what it's all about, because we may never cross paths, right? But because you shared your testimony, your heart, your passions, you know, the mistakes you've made in your life or whatever, it causes people to relate to you as a guest. And it makes you want to, you know, tune in more to that person, which is why we follow you on social media, so we can find out more, because we enjoyed the interview on the KS Radio Show. So I'm glad that my show is 2 hours. And, you know, it wasn't something that was my idea, because the radio show was not my idea. Radio was not on my radar. Bless child of God. It really wasn't. I had no idea what I was going to do. God woke me up out my sleep as if I was getting chased in my dream. And the only way I was escaping was waking up. Like, I woke up out of breath and everything. And God told me, don't be selfish with your support. Otherwise, your talent won't go far. That's what he told me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, let me write that down. I have no idea what that means, but okay, Lord. And like 4 months later, Orlando jumped in my inbox and asked me how would I feel about having a radio show to kick off 2016. And it went from there. So then and there, God told me, make it 2 hours. And it's been 2 hours since day one, since the idea was even conceived. And then in January, the KS Radio Show was birthed. So I'm just walking in obedience like you are. And I'm just trying my best every day to be properly aligned to God's will, God's way, God's voice, and et cetera, for not only my life, but everybody who listens to the KS Radio Show, everybody who's partners with the KS Radio Show, and especially my son, who is impacted by all of it on the day-to-day basis.
Amen.
Now, quick question. With you being an artist, I know you have exclusive snippets and rough drafts and everything like that. Who is the first person that you allow to hear your rough drafts?
My wife.
I feel it. And she gives the stamp of approval, right?
You got that right.
I got it. Of course, the producer heard it. So anybody outside of the producer, first is the wife. I dig it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself tonight. If I'm not mistaken, are you a father?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So how important is fatherhood to you?
Fatherhood to me is at the very top of my list. I mean, being someone that never really had a relationship with his father, I learned at a young age how important it was to have your father in your life, and having that father figure there to guide you, to help shape and mold you. So, I mean, I hold that as one of my top priorities.
Amen. Fatherhood for me is at the top of the list as well. It's definitely the highest honor that any man can have, to be entrusted to a small bundle of joy and a blessing from God. Because he sees something that we don't even think we possess, or that we don't even think that we could do. So he chose us to be parents because he sees something far more greater in us than we do for ourselves. So I completely understand. I completely understand. And guess what, BCOG? God don't make no mistakes. He don't make no mistakes.
He sure don't.
He is He is never surprised by his own decisions. Amen. We serve an awesome God,
Amen.
But he is very, very strategic with the things that he do, the people that he connects us with, and the children that he gives us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I know time is of the essence. I know we got 29 more minutes left into the show. Are you ready for some more music?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're going to scroll down to the I section of the list. The homie Iceberg got this brand-new track called Rockstar. Are you ready to rock out, bro?
Let's rock out.
All right, man, y'all. KS Nation, KS Radio Show family, and supporters of the kingdom everywhere. This is my brother, Tristan's godfather, Iceberg 517 with Rockstar, featuring none other than Christ Jr. from Dayton, Ohio. Man, y'all gonna enjoy this one, man. Man, let's rock out, man. Y'all know how we do on Friday night. Let's get it. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Rockstar. Yeah. 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 Oh. Bible on my hip, yeah, we some rock stars. Rock stars. Pop you with the word like we some pop bars. Bar. We shine our light up on your block like we some cop cars. Cop cars. Holy Ghost with God be my chauffeur.
Yeah, we kicking in your dough, in your dough. Ooh. We laying demons on the floor, on the floor. Ooh. I'm in my mode, cause I go, go, go. Ooh. Shadows all around me, but I glow, but I glow. Can't stop, just wait and settle. Associate with devils, you can cook in that kettle. Use that word and that be made. Since I'm elevating up, I know they watch you still, watch you still. Trying to push me over edge to stop my zeal. All the way.
Clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/overcomerapparel and check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11, and they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
What's up, KS Nation? This your boy, Marty the Greatest, and I'm rocking with my bro, Alicio, a.k.a.
Kiss the Legend.
And you are now caught up in a lituation on the KS Radio Show.
All right, y'all, man, we are back. There was something brand new from the homie Iceberg 517 with Rockstar featuring One Body's on Christ Jr. Again, you guys, I got announcements as long as the day is And I want to let you guys know with this third announcement that HustlePrayEat.com has all of your apparel needs and desires. They got t-shirts for men and women, and they also have hoodies and shirts for men as well as women. And if you need something customized, they could do that too. So do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and check out www.hustlepraye.com right now. Do it today. Do it before you go to bed, or, you know, take time out and do it tomorrow. But whatever you do, check out hustlepraye.com, and don't forget to check out their podcast every Tuesday at 7 a.m. on their YouTube channel. So check out the podcast. They got different guests, Stephen Malcolm, Mark the Bad Guy, and Jade. They be cutting up, and it is definitely a joy and encouragement to watch, to hear someone else's testimony. And, you know, they have great conversations with a lot of laughs. If you check out the podcast, you will enjoy it. Amen. Again, that was Iceberg with Rockstar featuring Christ Jr.'s Everyone on Digital Platforms right now. BCOG is my guest, and he has a track called Church Boys featuring King Dame that's on all digital platforms right now, as well as his new EP titled Finish What You Started. So check it out on digital platforms right now. BCOG, man, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Most definitely, man. It's truly a blessing, brother.
Amen. Will you be back is the next question. Will you be able to do another interview? That's the next question.
Whenever you have me. Whenever you have me, brother, I'm there.
Amen. Well, consider the KS Radio Show as your second home, bro. I'm looking forward to part two in the future. But for those who are listening now, and if they would like to connect with you on social media, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can get a hold of me through my Facebook page, Brian Jackson, B-R-I-A-N Jackson, or on my Instagram as Church Boy, C-H-U-R-C-H-B-O-I, the number one, on my Instagram, or through email at bcog3518@gmail.com.
Amen. And this part of the show is where I ask my guests to pray us out, because with time being of the essence, I got, you know, another announcement or what have you. So if you're ready and available, could you pray us out?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord God, for this opportunity, God. I thank you, Father, for looking upon everyone, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping your hands upon everyone, Lord God. Father, we pray now, God, that your perfect will be done in all of our lives, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you stir up the gifts that are inside of us, God. Bring us forth and bring us out, God, that we may be everything that you've called us to be, Father God. Lord, we say, have your way in our lives, Lord God. Father God, anoint us afresh, God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord God. Father, let us find our hands forever at a work, Lord God, for your kingdom, God. Father, we thank you for reversing every decision, God. We thank you right now, God, for what you've already done, what you're about to do, and what you're doing at this very moment, Lord God. Father God, we truly thank you, God, for another chance at life, God. We give you all the glory, honor, and the praise, and it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And next is a spoken word piece from the homie Million's Heart. This is called The Answer, right here on the KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it live. We got the Salvation clip coming up next and the last song of the night. Check it out.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue, because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker, so I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct. Still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you, to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus. And he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
And Jesus is the answer, like Million said. And next up is something exclusive from the homie Heathen Mezzanine, Careless. It was supposed to be released today, but he pushed it back. I have no idea why, but hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. Here is Careless by the homie Heathen Mezzanine. Check it out.
God said that I'm careless and I'm fearless. Whatever they say, I could. God said that I'm careless and I'm fearless. Whatever they say, I could care less. It's what God say, Holy Spirit, that's controlling me and showing me that I'm careless and I'm fearless. Whatever they say, I could care less. It's what God say, that I cherish. Leave me Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your opinion doesn't mount to I put my all in God, said I'm precious, this is my 2 pence, yes. I know my worth, I'm blessed to be your news, yes. I don't entertain, this is not for your amusement, abusement. I pray for those who persecute me, this is ministry. Holy Spirit wrote this music.
They say I'm careless, cause I pray long. I can bear this, cause my faith is strong. Call me Ferris, on my days off.
king, got the wild card in the playoffs. All debts paid off, Jesus paid the cost, and my rocket is taking off. Patience manifest greatness, and God said it's time
God
to take it off.
I'm careless and I'm fearless. Whatever they say, I could care less. That's what God say. Holy Spirit, that's controlling me and showing me that I'm careless and I'm fearless. Whatever they say, I could care less. That's what God say, that I cherish. Leave me Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Care caster in the hands of the master. Thrash a masterpiece, a beautiful disaster. They talk about you till they walking in your shoes. So I will never thirst again walking in the sand dunes. In the desert, Jesus told me put on the sandals. Funny, I'm doing exactly what you said I can't do. Buffoons, my sister said be legendary. We broke family curses and turned them into family heirlooms.
I'm never ever gonna dance again.
George Michael.
Salvation's always better than sin.
Let go my idols. When you go through the storm, you get enlightened. They say I'm careless, but I've been caring like my wife.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Kimmy B, and you are tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Much love.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go!
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
What's good, fam? This is Trinity Trey out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and you're rocking with Candid Combos, the show with the recent topics and the hottest music known to man. Keep it locked.
I thought that was the drop that he did for the KS Radio Show. I'm sorry, guys. But we are currently out of time. Shout out to the homie Heathen Mezzanine with Careless. Again, I have no idea when he's going to release it. My guest tonight was the homie BCOG, which stands for Blessed Child of God. You can look up his music everywhere on digital platforms right now. BCOG, bro, did you enjoy yourself tonight?
Yes, sir, man. I enjoyed myself to the fullest, brother.
Amen. So you know that Jesus makes a difference in your life now, right?
Yes, sir.
And for those who, you know, who are straddling the fence, you've heard BCOG's testimony. You've heard me, you know, give a little bit of, you know, my story tonight. And hopefully you heard the gospel of Jesus Christ through the music and how important he is to these artists on the playlist. And you've also heard some announcements from Roslyn, ShalomShe.com. All of these are kingdom agents, you guys, and they all can attest that making Jesus the Lord and Savior of their life has been and will always be the best decision they have ever made. But for you guys who are outside of the ark of safety, who have not given Jesus a try, hopefully you guys have heard something tonight that will change your heart and your mind. If not, I just want to reiterate that salvation is important because we don't know what the next day is going to look like. I'm sure all of us have heard stories that we either called or saw or talked to a person a couple days before they passed away and you just couldn't believe it. Like we saw somebody at church on Sunday and then you get the phone call on Wednesday that person passed away or whatever the case is. Maybe a close friend of yours or whatever the case is. You could be here today and gone tomorrow. That's what I'm getting at. And since none of us know when we are going to die, when we are going to pass away, it's essential that you accept Jesus today. And I know I'm not a perfect man, but I also know that Jesus changed my life. BCOG is not a perfect man as well. But Jesus changed his life. And if you want,
amen,
Jesus will change your life as well. All you got to do is submit and confess with your heart. I mean, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and the Son of God. But in case if you need some help, I got a salvation clip just for you. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now, and we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
To the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, y'all, we are back again, man. The gospel of Jesus Christ has been shared, knowing that he lived, died, and rose for me and for you, for all the listeners out there, including the homie, my guest tonight, BCOG, blessed child of God. Definitely enjoyed you, bro. Did you enjoy yourself tonight, bro?
Oh, man, I enjoyed it to the fullest, man. I appreciate the invitation, my brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. You guys can follow him on Instagram at ChurchBoy1. All of his information is in the description of this show. And definitely check out Church Boys featuring King Dane. And, you know, tap in with him. Show him some love. He deserves it. He needs it. And we all deserve a little bit of support. So support him tonight. And thank you guys for listening to the KS Radio Show. Unfortunately, this, my friend, is the end of the show. And hopefully you guys enjoyed all the music. For those who want to donate and send donations, you can send donations and want to sow into the ministry and, you know, just support the KS Radio Show. You can send donations and love offerings through the Cash App, the dollar sign, capital E-L-I-S-E-O, capital T-O-R-R-E-Z. You guys, I appreciate all of your support. You can follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you enjoyed the show tonight, definitely please write me a review or a recommendation on the Facebook business page, which is also in the description of this show as well. Much love, peace, good night, and God bless. BCOG, I'm going to give you something that I haven't given nobody else. Choose the last song of the night. I want you to choose the last song of the night.
Choose the last song of the night?
The last song of the night. We got some BRM. We got some Edify. We got some Iceberg. It's up to you, brother. We got some Message Music. Your song, whatever, whatever. It's up to you. You choose the last song of the night.
Let's do that Iceberg.
Okay, which one? The high-low track or the Rockstar track again?
Let's do that high-low.
All right, man. Well, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here, you guys. Remember, keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think, and watch him bless you tremendously. Y'all, man, we're going to get on out of here. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend. Here is Iceberg 517 featuring Miss J Bless with high-low. Again, Jesus reigns, and he is the ruler and king, and he is supreme. You guys, we'll see you guys next week with another guest. And if you're not busy, check out the Candy Combo Show on this upcoming Tuesday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. Y'all, man, check out the homie BCOG, who is my guest tonight. Thank you for this last song of the night, bro. Here is High Low featuring J Bless by the homie Cincinnati Zone, Iceberg 517. Much love, peace, good night, and God bless.
High low, yeah. High low, yeah. Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed. Tryna stay high for my low low.
Right.
Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Tryna get right in the wrong, tryna ban me. So
yeah.
I still rise up, cause
yeah.
My God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows. High,
high,
caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speeding by faith with my eyes low.
Right.
Tryna stay high for my low low.
Yeah.
All my PGQs, no typos. Tryna catch me up, no nitro.
High lows, hit me like a racket.
Yeah.
Try to give you truth, no capping. Gotta stay active, do more than rapping. God give me grace with a multicolored jacket. Times I'm low, looking for growth. Losing my faith, cause I sit up in a boat. Somebody pull me out the mud, I need rope. Can't be a hope, still if I'm broke. Can't stand with my sister though. Homeless, I ain't had nowhere to go. I was shining but stud like a light pole. Falling so deep, deep like Geronimo. Was super depressed if you didn't know. Tryna get back to work, but a no show. When I move too fast and say slow, bro. Or the devil try to put you in a slow choke. 2020, I was crashing crazy. 21,
yeah.
I'm on it, baby.
Ooh.
Traffic coming,
yeah.
I'm swerving, baby. Christ with me, I'm a king, baby. Had to get off my tail.
Tail.
Had to make a move.
Move.
You know I'm fire, you're hearted.
Right.
What I got to prove, yeah.
High low,
yeah.
High low.
Yeah.
Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
June.
Trying to stay high for my low low.
Right.
Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Trying to get right in the wrong, trying to ban me. So yeah.
I still rise up, cause
yeah.
My God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high.
Caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
Right.
Trying to stay high from a low low.
Yeah.
All my PGQs, no typos. Trying to get me up, no nitro.
Y'all way on the safe side. Time wasted on waste time. If you need to talk to him, dial him up. Keep Christ on the main line. Hit your face, you wanna FaceTime. Praise and worship at the same time.
Hey.
Satan trying to get in the way. Bible loaded on my waistline. Is J blessed for a reason? Through each trial I need him. In the world try to keep me down. I keep a smile, it's my season. He's with me when I'm up high. Or even when I'm down low. Rest in God's policy. I
I've been assured, no guidance though. From the streets to the church, you the one that I'm around with. It's the world outside, you the one that I'm flying with. Praise in public, I ain't hiding it. Seek the kingdom and I'm finding it. Satan said he's trying to sell the world. Tell that clown I ain't buying it.
High low, yeah. High low, yeah. Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by state for my high flow. Trying to stay high for my low low.
Right.
Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Trying to get right in the wrong, trying to buy me. So yeah. I still rise up, cause yeah. My God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high.
Caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speeding by faith with my eyes low.
Right.
Trying to stay high for my low low. All my PCQs, no typos. Trying to gas me up, no nitro.
June.